Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. When I think back to art class in grade school, I remember how lucky we all felt for having such a talented teacher. We used the printing press to make multicolored prints. We cast jewelry in plaster molds. We traveled the world in our work. Not all students have the wonderful memories of art class because they don't all have art class. And schools who support art education for their students are still often underfunded. It's apparent every year when schools reach out to the community for help. Today, Radio Gallery shares a conversation with MacArthur Elementary art teacher Chrissy Valento as she gears up for the Art for Ed's Sake fundraiser.
My name is Chrissy Valento. I am a Duluth Public Schools art teacher. I teach kindergarten through fifth grade at Laura MacArthur Elementary.
A lot of people have spent time and effort fighting for arts in the schools. How fantastic is it to be on that front edge of teaching kids art?
I have students tell me all the time, Mrs. Valento, when I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. And I always tell them my job is the best, that I absolutely love my job. This is my 22nd year of teaching art, and honestly, I don't watch the clock. I love getting up and going to my job every day. I love to see kids create. I love to see kids problem solve. I love to see kids who maybe aren't necessarily super strong in other academic areas. They'll come into the art room, and that's where they feel successful. So that's what I love to watch happen in front of me every day.
So having a great community event, it does help fundraise, but also kind of raises that awareness.
Well, Art for Ed's Sake is, this is our second year having a fundraiser to raise monies to enable us to have programming in the classrooms, to be able to have enough materials and funding to fulfill our learning objectives, our goals that we have set through national arts and media standards. There's people who get it, and then there's people who just don't completely understand it and just need to know more about it.
So talk about Art for Ed's Sake. What is it? And you say it's the second year.
This is our second annual Art for Ed's Sake. It's art for education's sake because visual and media literacy are core. A lot of times people think that math and reading are just core subjects, but actually visual and media arts are also core subjects. So this is a come as you are, or you can dress as your favorite artist or artwork event. It is to recognize Youth Art Month because March is Youth Art Month. There's also going to be, in conjunction with this, a Youth Art Month exhibit at the Duluth Art Institute so people can come and see what we're showcasing.
A few times a year, there's an event that raises the overall community awareness that art in schools is not fully funded. What can we do to remind people more often?
I think people get it. I just think there's always more people you can educate and more people you can spread the word to, especially maybe to parents. Parents will have the misconception that art is extra or it's a place to just make stuff or it's kind of fluff. And again, I tell them, you know, you need to think about how everything in our world is created by an artist. The buildings we sit in are created by an artist. The cars we drive are created by an artist. The clothing we choose, you know, designed and created by an artist. To have a well-rounded whole child, well-rounded student, they need to experience a lot of things. And art overlaps with math. Art overlaps with social studies in an enormous way. There's always reading in the art room, and kids are able to retain information better when they're creating with their hands. And honestly, I have people look at me and go, oh my gosh, I never thought of it that way.
That was Chrissy Valento. Art for Ed's Sake is a celebration of art education support happening at the Depot in Duluth on March 20th at 6 p.m. with a silent auction, a youth art exhibit, and music by Big Wave Dave and the Ripples. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Strife, Mariah Schumacher, and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. To find links about this show or to listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts, or subscribe to the podcast under Audio Archives. Have an idea for a guest? Drop me a note, Jensen at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.